the last thing we learned was that somebody makes a neder asring something of his on somebody else, he says kikri. So even if the person gives it as a present, the other person still remains asr. That's what Rava said, because it's still if it's stolen or lost or something like that, or he invites him to his house and he already gets the portion, then it's not his kikri anymore. It could be his mutter. But if he gives it to him as a present, that doesn't take away the issue. Ace facing, what are you asking on that? Omer lo hashileni parasva. Ruvain said to Shimon, loan me your para. Omer lo konim para shani koni. Right, loch. My para that I own, this one, should be usher to you, or nichse olecha. Right, or all my property should be offered to you. Imyeshli para elazu. If I have another para besides, I need this para. And I don't have any other para. And therefore I'm not going to loan it to you. And if I have any other paros, then this para should be offered to you, and all my nechosim should be offered to you. Or a similar case. Hashileni kardurmcha. Reuven said to Shimon, loan me your axe. So Shimon said, Amar lo, konim kardum sheyeshli. Shani konui, right? This axe should be usher to you, or nichsai olai, or all my property should be usher to you. Im leishli kardum elazef, I have another axe besides this one, and therefore I'm not going to loan it to you because I need the axe. But if I have other axes, then what's it called? Then all my property should be usher to you, and this what's it called? This kardum should be usher to you. V'nim sheyesh lo. And he has, if we find out he does have other axes, he does have other paros. So b'chayiv osir, while he's alive, all his paros, or this para, or this axe, or all his nechasim are osir. Mace, oshinasim b'matana, harizem mutter. But if the person died, it's not his para. He said, my para, right? Konim para she'ani konim. This para which I own. So if he's dead, he doesn't own it anymore. Or if he gave it away, if he gave it as a matana, then it's mutter. So what's it called, mashma, that even if he gave it to the person who was asur to as a matana, since it no longer belongs to the person who made the iser, it's mutter, not like Rava. No, what happened was, he first gave it to somebody else, and then it got to the hands. Then, already for sure, it's mutter. Because it no longer belonged to the one who ushered it before it got to the hands of the one who was ushered. Om Ravashi, Dekanami, Diktani Shenitnalo, Veloktani Shenosnalo. And even though the words are exactly the same, right, it's a Torah Shebal Peh, it's not Torah Shebichsav, they had a Mesorah that it's supposed to be written Nitna and not Nosna. So it's not where the Osir gave it to the Osir, right, the Ne'esar. But it's talking where the Osir gave it to somebody else, and then it got into the hands of the Ne'esar. In that kind of case, it no longer belonged to the Ne'esar, it became Mutter automatically. Rashi. Konim Parash Ani Hanoloch, V'hachi Mashma, Konim Yualecha Shar Paral Sheishli, Shani Mahanalecha, Kolomer She'enli Paracheres, V'zush Yeishli Eini Mashilcha, Shazula Rotzlash, I don't want to give you this para. And if I have any other paras, they should be ushered to you also. The Acherus Asurus, Ola Beneder. O Shomer Lo, Nichose Asurin Alecha. All my Nichosim, Yeshli para, if I have another para. Elazu, besides this one. The Nimsa Sheyeshlo para Acherus, and then we find that he does have other paras. Usher Lishoel Lehonos. So the Shoel, the person who asked to borrow it, is now can't have Hanor from any of his property. Konim kardum sheishli sheini konui. Klomer shelo kanisi kardum acher. Right, he said, I don't have any other axe except for this one. Vezeh eini mashilcha shani rot zoriklo. I'm not loaning this one to you because I need it. O shomer lo konim nechosa yu asurim alayim yeishli kardum acher. All my nechosim should be also if I have another axe. Except for this one. Venimsa sheishlo kardum. And we find that he has another axe. So b'chayiv osur balakardum osur lehonus minechosav kol mechayiv, right? The not allowed to the since he still owns the axe, the other person is not allowed to have anah from it all his life. Inami b'chayiv the madir asur in nechosav alamuder, as long as the madir what's it called? Right. As long as the balakardum is alive, the mudr can't have hana. Meisa mashal. Right. What happens if the mashal died? The balakardum is no longer the balakardum. He says, my kardum is also to you. No, it's not his kardum anymore. Osh nasal batana, the mudr, or he gave it to him as a present. Right, that's what we think now. Omer lon hamora, haidik tani meis lo koi asefa klau. It's not going on the sefa. The hechi motzik tani asefa, dog tani nichosay alai. Right, meis oshenos no batana harize mutter. Mi mutter hari anafshe komer. Right, the chori said it on himself. So he's dead. There's no issue. If we're saying that the other person said, if you have any other actions, it should be also to me. If he's died, there's no way more issue. But the Rashi learned two ways. One is that the mudr made the iser, and the other one the madr made the iser. El areishik tani ashiveni paroscha shemeis hamadr mutr. There where Reuven said to Shimon lomni, and Shimon said, if I have any other paros, they all shall be also to you. There, if Shimon died, Reuven's mutr with the other paros. The paro benechosim shall madr. The Omer Nechosei, Umachashim, Ishmeacher Shemes, Lab Nechosei, Didei, Inun. After he died, they're no longer his Nechosim. The Hochinami, Imnitnul of Matan, the same thing if he gave it to him a present, it's no longer his. The Omer Lon Hamore, the Chahai Gabna Shani Hanoa, Sheino Konui, Kinui Loshin Bene Adam. That's the way people speak, right? The Hochi Hayu Nodrim Bishalayan, that's the way they used to make Nodrim Bishalayan, they used to speak a funny dialect. Here you see that he gave it to him as a present, it's no longer his. And it's not Osir anymore. And Rava holds that if he said Kikri and he gave it to him as a present, it's still Osir.
What does the Brisa have twice the same case?
Why twice the same case? I don't know. I don't know. Why is supposed to be the power and the cardum? I don't know. Omer lecha Rava, hachamai eskiniko shenitna lo al yidei acher. Shebal hapora nosno la acher. First, the bal hapora gave it to somebody else. Va'oso acher nosno shoel. And that person then gave it to the shoel. Lahachi mutter. Shekvar hotziya mashal mishuso kishenos la acher. Because it already was out of the rishus before it got into the hands of the person who was also. Where he said, my kikr is osir, and he gave it to the person he made it osir to as a present, that doesn't matter it. Since it never went out of his rishos, it went immediately into the rishos of this person, it remains osir to him. And it's not similar to the case where it was stolen from him. Mishum dehecha de ignav aminei hoel v'shalomi daito de balakikr yotzim reshuso ke oda biyodo domi v'osher aval hecha shenoslo maton al yedei acher yotzim reshuso midaito. We said before that even if it's stolen, it still remains osher, right, according to the way Rashi learns, because when it was stolen, I didn't have intention to get it out of my reshuso. It was taken out of my reshuso against my will, and therefore it remains osher. V'lo ktoni shenoslo lo demashma shehu atzim noslo lo. Noslo means he gave it to him. Nitna means it was given to him through somebody else. Okay, let's go on. Bo mine rova mi Rav Nachman. Yesh mi ila bekol nomos olo. Right, since when I asher something and make it like a korban, so the yesod of the isher is it becomes like a korban. Does it actually become like a korban? And even though it doesn't belong to Hekdish, there's a din of mi ila on it. And the Rishonim speak about the following different possibilities. If there's a din of Me'ila, what does that mean? For all of these things, for some of them, one halach of Me'ila is you have to bring a Korban Oshem. So maybe it's a Korban Oshem over here if you are Nehenne from Konamos. Because it's like being Nehenne from Hektish, even though it doesn't belong to Hektish. Another possibility is you have to pay Keren the Chomesh. If you use the hektish b'shogeg, you have to pay back its worth and an extra fifth as a kapara. So does that happen also? Another halacha is that when you pay it back, it becomes hektish too. So does that thing you pay back become a konam, become osur also? Another halacha which Gemara discusses is that it's shaykh pidyon. You could be poed as something that you made hektish to dedicate bayis. Right? Could you make pidyon over here? Another halacha is that me'ila, by in most cases, there are exceptions, when you're moel, the thing goes out of kegdish and becomes chulin. So if somebody is moel bekolnamos, he uses the thing that's osur, does it become now mutter? Just like kegdish becomes mutter, it becomes out of the rishus of hegdish, or maybe not. Since over here it's an isser, it's not mamon hegdish, just an isser like hegdish, so using it won't make it mutter. All of those things are discussed by the Rishonim, Achronim, and there are a lot of machlokas in each one, what this shaila is. What does it mean, yesh mi'ila bekonamos? For which halachas? Okay. Omar le tenisua. Well, our Mishnah is the answer to this question. Mokom shenotlim aleh schar, tipul hanole hektish. It says in a place where they take money for returning lost articles, so neither of them can have hanah from the guy doesn't want to take the money, and the other guy is also to take it because he can't have any hanah from the person who's returning it. So the money should go to Hektish. Lechora, if it's just Asur, it shouldn't go to Hektish. It should be thrown into the Yamamelech. So why give it to Hektish? Lemeimra ki Hektish. Ma Hektish yesh bo me'ilav kol nosh. The reason it said, Tinosin leHektish, is to tell me that it's like Hektish. And just like Hektish, there's me'ila in this too. Rashi. Yesh mi'ila bekonamos. Heicha de omer kolnim kikar ze. Now there's another shaila. Is it only where he said kikar ze like a korban? So he made the iser like a korban. Then there's a shaila. But if he didn't mention korban, then some hold that there's bechlal no mi'ila bekonamos. Only if you mention korban, then it's like a korban, so it includes mi'ila. But if he didn't mention kikar ze or like a korban, right? Then or konam. Konam is a kinui for korban. Then it's yeah, for sure ain't meal, and others hold no. Since the whole way it works is it becomes like a korban, so there's me'il if you didn't mention konam or korban. Hechidomer konam tikar zeva achlo mihave kehegdish me'alya tiyeshbo me'ilo mo'alalo. Does it become mamish like hegdish and there's me'ila, or no? It's only also like hegdish, but it's not like hegdish mamish. The mother said, "Kolnim olai." I didn't like made it like hektish, so you give it to hektish. Otherwise, if it would just be aser, you should throw it into the Yam HaMelech. Okay, let's go on. Kitanoi. Really, this shaila whether yesh mi'ila bekolnamos is a machlokas tanoi. Kolnim kikar zu hektish. The achla, right? Person said this. Kikar is also to me like hektish. It's also like hektish. And it's also to everybody. So he ushered it to everybody like hektish. The achla, and he ate it. Bein hu, bein chaveru, whether he ate it or somebody else ate it, because it's also to everybody. Moel, there you're moel. Lefichach yesh lapidyon. Since you're moel, you could be pulled there too. Because mamash has a din like hektish. Kikar zu alai ke hektish. But if he said, this kikar is to me like hektish, so it's not mamish like hektish, because it's mutter to everybody else, only also to me. The achlahu moel. If he ate it, he's moel. Chaveir alo moel. If somebody else ate it, he's not moel, because it's not also to him. Lefichach ein lo pidyon, divrei meir. Therefore, you can't be pulled there, since it's only also to one person, right, or to a group of people, but it's not also to everybody. It's not, the isser isn't strong enough to have a pidyon on it. Okay, that's what a meir says. So obviously Rav Meir holds that yesh mi'ila bekonamos. The chachamim omrim bein kachu bein kach lomal. Either case, you're not moel. But the she'en mi'ila bekonamos, because there's no mi'ila, konamos are like hektish, but they don't have a din of hektish l'gabim mi'ila. Rashi kikur ze hektish, omra b'loshin hektish, b'loshin konam. V'hu adin nomi lo omrela b'loshin konam. Even if he didn't say hektish, he just said konam, because konam is a kinu for korban. Mashim from Rashi, that you had to say at least one of those lashonos. But if you just said kikar ze osur alai, right, even though it lamaisa works through the way that it's like a korban or something that's neither, since you didn't mention it, then there's surely no me'ila. Bein hu bein chaveru mo'al, shari ekdisha stama kule'al. Since you made it osur to everybody, it has a din of hektish. Leficha choel v'yeshba me'ila, yeshba pidyon. The yotzal lechulin davi kashar hektish. If you can be pulled dead, it'll go out lechulin. Omar zu alai hektish, kivin domar alai. If he ate it, he has to pay keren the chomesh, just like it will be meila. Chaveru lo moal de lo asra el al asmo. The gabi chaveru havi kechulin. For the other guy, it's mutter completely. So there's no reason for him to pay anything or to be moal. Lefichach ein la pidyon. However, since it's only asr to some people and not to everybody, shu atzmo in yochel iftos al olam. There's no pidyon. Shari omer alive alo al acher the acher ein yochel imoba. So then it's not strong enough that the pidyon has to be chal. For instance, I'll give you an example of something similar to that. The halacha is you can be pulled the ma'aser sheni, but you can only be pulled the ma'aser sheni if it's a shava pruta. But if it's less than that, it's not strong enough to be nifta. It has to be chal on something. So the thing has to be strong. But if it's a weaker thing, pidyon doesn't help by a weaker thing. Bein kachu bein kach, and the chachamim argue and say, no, bein omer stam, bein omer olai, lo moel, bein hu bein chaveru. Afa bisho omer hegdish, kiva da omer nomi konam, she'enu me'ilu b'konam, since he didn't actually makdish it, he made it like hegdish, legabe iser, it's only osir, but there's no me'ilu. Okay. Omer le ravacha, so it's a machlokas of Meir and the chachamim, whether yesh me'ilu b'konam or not. Omer le ravacha bereid ravav, yil ravashi. Kikri olecha. Person said, this loaf of bread should be osir to you. Vinosno b'matana, and then he gave it to him as a matana. So mi moel. So we said it remains osir. Who now is moel? Who is motzi it, right? Normally by hektish, you're motzi it from the reshus of hektish, and that's what makes the me'ila. Right? So here, who is motzi it from the reshus of isir? Limol no sein holo asirele. Like the no sein lechara was motzi it, right, out of his reshus, so maybe he should be moel, but he's not usher to him. So there's no union of him taking it out of his reshus, and his reshus is mutter. Limol makabel, right, how about the makabel, right, yochol de omer hetera boisi, isura lo boisi. I never meant to take this, I didn't make the isur. The other guy made the isur. He gave it to me. I didn't take it out of the reshus of Hegdish or whatever. Right? Even though normally when you're moel b'shogeg, right, but that's where you take it out of the reshus. Here I didn't take it out. The person gave it to me. So, and he can't be moel. So why should I be moel? I didn't take it out of the reshus. He took it out and gave it to me. And he's to him, it's not awesome. Omar lei mekabel moel, glichishiyotze, yenachanami. He's not moel when he gets it. But he's moel when he uses it, even b'shogeg. If he'll use it, since it's osur, and it's osur like hegdish, so he'll be moel, because yesh mila b'konomos. Seems over here that we pass in like Reb Meir. Shekol ha-motzi mos hegdish l'chulin, right? Kesover shel'chulin hu moel afzeh moel. Just like anybody who's motzi mos hegdish, and he thinks that they're chulin, b'shogeg. He's moel, same thing over here. But he's not moel until he'll be motzi it, not when he gets it, because he wasn't motzi it, the other person was, and the other person's mutter to him. Rashi. Mimoal. Aliba demanda omer yesh mila b'kol namos kabay. The shaila is on, according to Reb Meir. Holo asire le denose. He teira ni chalilis yaiv li sur lo bobo isi. I never asked for it. You gave it to me. So I wasn't motzi it from Rishu's hektish. Kolomer de betoris heter kibalti mimcha. Lo betoris isser. So the Mar says, he's not moel when he gets it, but he's moel now if he uses it even b'shogeg thinking that it's chulin. Afal pikein hachinami zeh hamakabel, afal pi shesover zeh hamakabel sheheteru ki ochlo moel. If he eats it or he uses it, then he's moel. But if he just gets it, he wasn't motzi it from any rishos. The other person wasn't, the other person is mutter for that thing. Therefore, there's no meila until the makabel uses it, eats it, or whatever. Okay. Huh?
Only
b'shogeg you have to pay a chomesh, but neizid there's meila, but they don't have all halachas of meila.